Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
This time of the afternoon, Monday through Thursday, we deal with COVID. Today, we're chatting to Dr. Daniel Israel, GP practitioner at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at Bluebird Medical in Burnham. Daniel Israel, thank you for being with us again this afternoon.
Good to be with you again, Simon.
Daniel, so we are all very concerned about this very virulent strain that has been discovered in South Africa. We'll call it the South African strain just because that's easy to refer to it. Tell me, the vaccines, are they going to be effective against the South African strain?
So, Simon, I think the concern is, just at the outset, is not that the strain is a worse COVID, as you heard the as we all heard the president say last night, but it's that it's so much more catchy. And for me, the biggest concern is the question you just asked. In other words, if this is a strain that we can't vaccinate against, then we're back to square one, exactly where we were a year ago. So just for our listeners, what is a variant and a different strain? A protein is you've seen little pictures of COVID, a little like round ball that has spike proteins on it. So those little spikes. And there's a certain shape that COVID has. And it was found in the UK first that, you know, in their COVID, that there was a slight change in the shape. And in South Africa, there has been three changes on the shape. And those are three changes on the spike proteins, which has been shown now to make it much more catchy, like you said. But what's interesting, to answer your question, is that a study was done in the US looking at the South African strain. And the study, in very recently, in the last, say, 7 to 10 days, and the study has actually shown that the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, and I think the AstraZeneca one, are actually in vitro, are effective for the South African strain. So what in vitro means is it means inside the test tube. Obviously, they take the COVID virus and they treat it with a vaccine and test it against the vaccine in a test tube, and it's shown to be effective. But that's only like phase one, so to speak. One would need to now see in a population whether it's effective, and that takes a while because we actually have to see on people whether it's effective. So, in summary, we think it is effective.
Daniel, and are you talking about the South African strain only, or would that be as equally applicable to the so-called new British strain as well?
So, just because we are special in South Africa, the South African strain is probably the most worrying strain in the world.
Well, of course it is, Daniel.
It's the only strain that has three mutations. The others only have one. So I'm speaking about the South African strain. Israel came out and said that they're not sure whether it's going to work against the South African strain, and they've taken a very cautious approach, and they've really tried to isolate South Africans. But so far, the thought is that it is protective against the South African strain, and that if it isn't, and it shows in vivo, in other words, in real life patients, that it isn't going to work, it isn't going to take, I spoke to Prof. Shiv about this, it isn't going to take much for the big pharmaceutical companies to change their vaccines to allow for these mutations in the spike protein. So I don't see this as being a train smash in terms of the vaccinations.
Wow, I think the relief is palpable. I felt like I was in a casino and I'd bet everything on red, because honestly, that was 50-50, Daniel. That was very, very...
It has been stressful. And this is from Prof. Shubh, who, as we know, is the lead, is the head of the vaccine committee for the government. So, you know, it's not my opinion. It's what he says, and it's driven by science. So I think that at this point, we can feel quite reassured.
Daniel, thank you so much. That's the way I like to start the year, with a bit of good news. And as always, thank you for standing in. Your contribution is incredibly appreciated.
Great, Simon.
So that was Dr. Daniel Israel telling us that, thank goodness, it seems as if the vaccines will be effective even against the super virulent South African version.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.